John Chatim, the Duke County Commissioner, says five trucks belonging to the Well Food Program were traveling from Tindir Boma to Padiet Payam when they fell in an ambush between Padiet and Mompindagany on Sunday. Chatim says the armed assailants shot and killed one driver instantly and broke the arm of a passenger.
The trucks were taking food aid to Padiet in order to distribute to the people there when they fell in an ambush. One person was killed and another one was broken in the arm. We have sent people who brought the body and the wounded. One vehicle has been left because it was destroyed, but we are now in preparation to go with another vehicle that will go and pull that vehicle back.
Chatim condemned the incident and says it was carried out by suspected armed assailants from the neighboring Greater Pibor administrative area. South Sudan in Focus could not verify that statement. Chatim, who is attending a three-day peace conference in Pibor, says authorities in the Greater Pibor administrative area should do more to stop the young men from attacking civilians and humanitarians in the neighboring areas.
We are telling the authorities in Greater Pibor administrative area that such kind of activities are not good. Attacking even humanitarian workers who are not party to any conflict but only helping vulnerable people is bad. I urge them to work hard to stop these attacks because the criminals live in the areas where there are authorities.
Chatim says he will tighten security in the area to protect aid workers. He says security forces in the area will be directed to provide escorts to humanitarian convoys traveling in the area. Jai Adingora Alwal, the Minister for Information in the Greater Pibor Administrative Area, says he was not informed about the incident, but says authorities in his area are concerned about the criminal activities.
Yesterday, a group of Burle leaders, especially the Red Chief and all the Paramount Chief and all the chiefs that are concerned, especially those from the area of Lifuangole and the area of Gumru, were airlifted from here and they were taken by helicopter to Nanam. And they are now there in Nanam talking to these youth about the activities, the harmfulness of the activities that they are doing. So this is an issue of concern. It is our concern as citizens of Greater Pibor and government of Greater Pibor. And on 22nd, the chief administrator is going to go to Nanam because this is the area that is close to that side where those incidents are taking place from time to time.
Marwa Howard, the head of communication for the Well Food Programs in South Sudan, confirms that the WAP is aware of the incident but did not provide a comment. Howard says the WAP is preparing a press statement about the attack. For VOA News, I am Deng Guiding in Bor.